Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang! What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is a new episode of Video Game Bang, and we have a special one for you because my mans is here wearing the 916 hat. What's going on, David Webb?
What up, party people?
Wow, you've been away for a while. What's going on? How's life progressing for you?
Life is good. I've been checking out a new server called Outside.
Yeah? How'd
you like it? The graphics are incredible. It's like you can reach out and touch things. It's better than VR.
How's the story?
Story's okay. It has some bumps. Yeah? But yeah, no, it's good. Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I don't know. I don't want to know how it ends, so no spoilers.
Yeah.
The NPCs, it's a little give and take there. It depends on the environment I go into. So, yeah, a lot of shoddy writing.
Also joining us, she is hot off of her cosplay crash course at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. What's going on, Emma?
Not much.
How was the crash course?
It was good. What was the topic? We talked about social media, sharing your cosplays, things like that. I think I scared a mom.
Oh, what did you? Well, oh, no.
There was, not in any bad way.
You opened your DMs.
There was a mom there with her kids. Like, she brings her kids to the class because they're both kind of interested in it. And my last bit was on like online safety, and it was just like a couple, you know, quick, you know, just a quick and dirty tips on online safety, things to be aware of. And I think it made her realize some things that she hadn't thought about before.
Oh, like what? What were some of the big?
Well, because I talked about like not having your last name anywhere, and not like even if you don't have your last name on your public accounts, change your last name on your personal accounts because people will use your public accounts to find your personal accounts, and like just getting used to people saying, like, not necessarily getting used to, but being aware that people will say horrible shit to you. And it's just kind of a fact of being online, unfortunately, sometimes. And I think she was kind of just like, oh.
Eye-opening.
Okay. And so I'm kind of just over there like, yeah, maybe keep an eye on your kids' accounts.
Yeah. Social media is a very dangerous place. And she grew up on social media. What's going on? Nexus was here, is here.
I'm here, and I feel like death. I feel very, very sore. My entire body, my entire mind. It's killing me right now.
Well, so if we're wondering what's in store for this episode of the podcast. Basically, it is the Corey Vincent Invitational was tonight. So basically, I invite a lot of my close friends, VGB, extended family, and we do a esports-esque tournament. This year, we played a bunch of weird games. We played Starwall.
Gang Beasts.
Lethal League.
And Astro Bears.
I was going to say, what was the bear one called? Astro Bears?
Yeah. Astro Bears was fun. That was my favorite.
Mm. Mine's tied Astro Bears and Starwall.
Yeah, those ones were really
good.
Wait,
can we take a second to talk about the fact that David has a knife in his hands and has been drinking?
Okay, first of all, hang on. Let's calm down for a second.
Can I have that?
Let's calm down for a second. I'm way more sober now. It's okay. And I'm a trained professional with this.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I took 6 years of knife fighting.
I just look over and he's just playing with a pocket knife.
I haven't cut myself once.
Yeah. I know, because you've cut yourself 10 times.
No, I just haven't cut myself once tonight.
How did you fare in the tournament?
Me? Yeah. Last time I looked, I was like 16.
Bottom four.
I got solid bottom four.
Yeah.
Which was hard, because I was in like the top 10 for 90% of the day. And then I think it was...
As the beers started flowing.
Yeah. And then I think it was Lethal League. Because for half of it, I didn't know which character I was.
Yeah. No, that game is confusing.
And it's super confusing.
And so we had a lot of VGB favorites who are going to be popping into the stream as we go on. And the topic that we're going to all be tackling together is 2019 in video games, the best of what we've seen so far, and then we're going to start talking about some of our things that we're excited for to come out in the rest of the year. So starting off with Nexi, she came through her first VGB event, her first party, because she's newer to the family, and what the hell?
I dominated.
You dominated.
Got second place.
Second place overall. Yeah. Yeah, she was like, she's a ringer. She comes in quiet, looking at the ground, not talking too much. And she's like, oh, I'm so nervous. I've never done anything like this. You know, the pressure. We start playing Starwall. She aces her first match.
Okay, hang on. Let's slow down for a second, though. Let's break down what her quote-unquote ace first match
her
was.
Her pro strat.
So okay. She...
Don't
so
let them know my secret.
The idea of Starwall is you are a narwhal, and you have to use the horn, which I just found out today was a tooth, to stab the heart of the other narwhal players. Nexie decided that her strat was that she's going to keep... The heart is on your stomach, so she's going to keep stomach to the wall and just keep lapping the entire level.
Just call me NASCAR.
And just keep going around. Somebody tries to come at her, she does a flip, and she goes back the other way. It worked!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did really
good. I think
good.
The first time you won because it ran out of time.
Yes, we did run out of... words are hard.
Yep, they are.
We ran out of time the first time. And then the second match, I ended up getting second, I think. Or no, I did get first. Maybe? No, time ran out on that one, too. Time ran out on both. It's fine.
I don't know. I was out there I was outside racing for the second match, so I didn't see it.
That's right. Taylor, our good friend here, he brought his Tesla. Did he take you to ludicrous mode?
I don't know if it was ludicrous mode, but it was ludicrous. So we're at a stoplight, and he goes, okay, let's show you the acceleration on this. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, I'm just sitting there like normal. He's like, no. You're going to want to sit all the way back. Put your head against the headrest. I was like, okay. So I do it, and then like light turns green. It's like in the movies when they go into light speed and like everything just kind of slows down for a second and then it's exactly what happened. 0 to 60 in like 3.0 seconds. It was insane. It was insane mode.
Also, before we continue on, we got to give a huge, major shout out to Jason Gist, who was the organizer at the California State Fair. He's been a friend of ours for quite some time. Man, he really knocked it out the park this year at the California State Fair. He partnered with a local chair company, Tahu Ohana, Fire Up Gaming Lounge. He brought in the Collegiate Esports Leagues. He had Nexus out there. You were on a panel.
Yeah, I was doing a women in gaming panel.
And how did it go?
It went really well. We were talking a lot about what it's like to be a woman in the gaming industry and what types of things we have to go through.
And who set that? Was that Katie set that one up? One of our good.
No, I actually was the one who came up with the idea and got everybody together. But I asked her to moderate because I was very nervous. I have a lot of anxiety in front of people.
And how was the turnout?
It was actually pretty well.
That's awesome.
There were quite a few people there and quite a few watching.
Yeah, last time when we were there, we were there for an entire weekend. We brought some Nairo from the Smash scene. We brought Garrett G from Rocket League, and we brought Nevix from our Overwatch League team. And it was packed in there, and it just at the right moment, like in a movie, like the big boss of the California State Fair comes through with a big smile on their face, and Jay just had a big smile too, and he was like, yeah, things are going to be good. Like, esports, now they're starting to realize at the California State Fair that this is a draw. And sure enough, like, I don't know if you guys had a chance to like walk around out there and try like the food and ride the rides, but you could hear like over the loudspeaker they're like promoting things. And they kept saying, come meet professional gamers and play video games. I heard that like every 30 seconds.
I heard that as soon as I was walking in, and I'm just like, this is it.
We've made it, guys.
I need to be.
Emma, you had not such a great experience.
Oh my god,
what happened? I don't know.
I'm old.
You did a live IRL backpack stream.
I got invited out to stream, and they, you know, I could have done gaming streams inside in their setup, or I could go outside. And I was like, I'm going to go outside and show people what the what the fair is. There's a lot of stuff we can do. So we, the plan was, you know, we're going to go out, we'll go see the animals, we'll go get some food, we'll go do the rides. Like, it'll be a whole thing. By the end of the stream, I was convinced. I was like, okay, we've been out here for like 3 hours. I'm dying. We need to go. I was only on for an hour and 20 minutes. And by the end of the stream, like, I don't know what, like, it was really, really hot that day. The state fair, if you've never been, is just all asphalt. It's all blacktop. It's hot as shit.
I could say it's all ass.
It's all ass. It's so hot. That's not wrong. And I was clearly dehydrated, but, like, I figured when I was kind of setting this all up in my head, I was like, I'll be fine. Like, I worked for years How I had a summer job doing manual labor outside and like in this area. So
were
I
you
was,
a carny?
I was not. No. Okay. No, but like I'm used to working outside. I'm used to working in the heat. Like I'll be fine. Like I'm. This is apparently it's been too long since then, and I'm not. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. By the end of like by an hour and a half, like I had moved the camera from like a selfie stick that I was having with pointing at Rachel and I because she was with me, and then I mounted it to the backpack on the pretense that like, hey, you can see from my perspective, like we're just gonna walk around the fair, and that's what it was, so that I didn't have to look like I was having a good time. I was so hot and so tired, and it was just, oh god. The last thing we did was the fun house, which we were all very excited about because the fun house from season 3 of Stranger Things is at the fair.
Yes. That's awesome. So that is confirmed, like, the same one?
Yes. I mean, confirmed by me looking at pictures, and it's like the paint is the same and all of the like little dings and things are the same. Wow. It's definitely the same thing. But yeah, so that was the last thing that I was like, we're just going to do this and then we'll go. But like Rachel kept trying to like talk to me, and I'm like, if you say something to me, I have to say something back, and I'm dying. I need you not to. And like, they're like, I mean, it's a fun house. It's not a whole, like, you're not running up and down stairs like crazy. But like, there's part like I had to go up a couple stairs, and like, I'm just like on my hands on my knees, bent over, like breathing heavy. I'm like, this is a problem. And then we ended up turning it off. But like, by the end of it, I was like, all I have to do is make it back to the eSports Center, drop off the stuff. It'll have air conditioning. But like, my fingers had gone numb. My chest hurt. I had a horrible headache. I was getting dizzy. Like, I was messed. I'm like, why is this happening to me?
Yeah, I
what
was,
is this?
I can actually verify the story because I was there on date night, and we were, you know, walked around. I saw them, you know, right at the beginning, I think, of their stream, all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had their wine smoothies, and, like, they were just rocking and rolling. So I was like, all right, I'll catch up with you guys in a bit. We go around to our laps, and then we wanted to go check out the eSports Center, see, you know, get a little bit of water. And we go back, and... man, I'd never seen Emma so red and miserable. Like, she had ice pack. And, you know, Donna, who...
But huge fucking thank you to Donna, who saved my life.
Donna, I love Donna. She's amazing. If you come out to our trivia nights or hang out basically in Sacramento, and, you know, you're worth anything, you know who Donna is. If you don't know Donna, go outside and meet her. And she was taking care of her. And, yeah, it was a very sweet situation. But we have a show to do. We got to talk about some video games. Like we said before, the topic on today's plate is we're reviewing 2019. We're going to talk about our favorite games to come out so far. And if there hasn't been, like, a clear front runner, we're allowing people to talk about a game they are most excited for to come out in the second half of the year. Let's start with Nexi.
Yes.
Nexus, do you have a favorite game from 2019?
Easily... A Plague Tale Innocence. It is my favorite game that I have played. It almost of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
In this year, 2019.
Yep. It came out in May, and the entire game, it's basically like, the easiest way to describe it is Dishonored, but more puzzle based.
Okay. It's the best description I've ever heard for a game in my fucking life.
It's so good.
You just guaranteed that I'm going to buy this game.
So, yeah, how did you even find this game? Is this like an indie game? Who makes this?
This game is by, if I can find it.
It looks like it's by Asobo?
Yeah.
Asobo Studios?
Asobo Studios. I was randomly browsing through games because this was when I was making my streaming comeback, really. Like, I was going to hit hard with, like, a really good story-based game, but I just could not find anything. So I go on Humble Bundle, and using my Humble Bundle partner link, I was just browsing some of the games, and it was literally the day that it came out. And I'm like, you know what? It was $45 when I bought it, and now I think it's, what, $35? And I was like, I saw the trailer. It was very short. It looked very dark, and I wanted to play it. I wanted to stream it, and it ended up being my favorite game that I have streamed by far in, dang, like, 2 years.
Emma's a big fan of the other game you had mentioned.
Dishonored.
There.
Dishonored.
Yeah. Are you picking this one up now?
Off
me? Of that glowing recommendation?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Dishonored with puzzles. Do you know what I love in a game? Fucking puzzles. You know what game I love?
Dishonored.
Boom. That's it. That's all you need to say.
The game is, it's described as an action-adventure horror stealth game.
That's all the things that I love.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. There's a lot of, like, it's not super scary, but it definitely, like, fits in the horror category. There's different ways that you can go about all the different chapters. There's 17 chapters in the game, which you can get done in, I think I did it in 14 hours, but okay. I was stuck in one part of one chapter for like over an hour because I could not figure out how to do it, and I was just getting like frustrated, and then that kept messing me up even more, and I was just like, okay, I just need like a minute, took a little bit of a break, I came back and I got it that first try, but that was like 5 hours into stream already, so yeah. I was exhausted.
You know, it's very nice that you two are like on friendly terms again, because this you two started off on, I didn't think it could have been any worse, and the fact that you two are here smiling over video games, it's you guys have come a long way. Me and David have to be worried now that you guys
we don't hate each other, we hate you.
Wow, you guys are united in something awesome. While we were on that topic, I wanted to see Emma. What was your favorite game so far?
So the game, I'm gonna go with the game that's given me the most joy of this year, and that is easily Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled, which I know y'all bitches are gonna make fun of me for. But this game has given me so much joy and happiness and brought such a smile to my face that I don't give a shit.
Break it down like I'm five. Well, what's this game? How do you play it?
It's 4 5-year-olds, so this is perfect.
I played it when I was five, and I loved it.
Are you in go-karts?
You're in go-karts,
okay. And, break it down. What do you do?
You race.
You race each other.
You race each other.
Do you get any special things?
You do. You like break what? Boxes and you get weapons.
Huh,
where have I heard of this premise before?
I don't know, because this is...
Is it just one character? Or
no, it's many characters.
Okay. Are they all from the same franchise?
Yes.
No? No, it's got Banjo in it and stuff, too. Or it did back in the day.
Did it?
I thought it did.
No.
Did it not?
It might... They might do new characters in the new one. So it's better than Mario Kart, because that's... We're just going to cut to the chase.
Is it better than Diddy Kong Racing?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
It's better than all of them.
Diddy Kong Racing.
It's better than everything. Banjo. It's the best of the kart racers.
So much better. It's not better than Mario Kart Melee.
Yeah, it's better than
double
all
dash.
Of them.
Sorry, Double Dash.
It's better than all of them.
Can you have two people play and be on one kart?
Did you ever play that weird Smash ripoff too that Sony tried to tell everybody was cool? Sega Mega All-Stars or something like that? No. Sony All-Stars Smash or something.
Because I think of it the same way. I think
It's off-brand.
Crash Team Racing, Sony Mega All-Stars, Digimon, they're all crap copies of better versions.
That's exactly what this is.
Absolutely not.
Pokemon,
Crash Team Racing, Super Smash, is so much better.
Mario Kart.
And what's crazy is that with all the other games that have come out that you could have said that are actually new titles, you ended up going with Crash.
So it's a really, 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 really good remaster of an old game. They like completely rebuilt the game from the ground up, but it still feels exactly like it felt back then. They kept what worked, and I don't know that I would say they fixed anything, because I didn't really feel like there was anything wrong with the original. So they kept everything in there, and then they added more new stuff so you have more reasons to play. So now there's things that you couldn't do before. Like, you can race online, which obviously you couldn't do in the 90s. Yeah. You can play with your friends online. It doesn't have to be sitting on the same couch. You know, it doesn't have to be couch co-op, which they also have, which is very exciting.
That's cool that they do that.
That it does have couch co-op. There's a whole bunch of customization and things that weren't there before. And just things that, like... Now that it exists in an era where these things are not necessarily necessary, but they're able, like, it's possible.
We have the technology. They were limited by the technology of their time.
We can rebuild it.
I haven't played or looked at this Crash Team Racing since back in the old days, and until this last weekend when we ran a... what we did was we took our pro players that were at the Cal State Fair down to the Giants where they play Oracle.
Yeah.
And they hooked up machines to the giant $10 million screen.
That's so cool.
And they ended up... That was the game that the professional baseball player He wanted to play was Crash Team Racing.
Hell yeah.
Crash Team Racing?
All right, here we go. Someone is popping into the stream. Who do we got next?
We got a friend! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
That just happened. I got a pie.
This is real life.
I thought this only happens in cartoons.
For those of you listening to the audio podcast, Jada just came in and shoved a big old whipped cream pie right in Corey's face.
Don't Twitch clip that.
This is real.
Twitch clip the crap out of that.
Don't Twitch clip it.
But for real, you guys got more whipped cream?
Are you supposed to get this
in
your
eye?
Yeah,
can I have some? I really want whipped cream.
Here's the wipes. Oh my god.
You can finish it. Wipes.
Why does he want the rest of it? Why does he want the rest of
it? I saw it and it was like in slow motion. I was like, no, there's no way.
That's an entrance.
All right, Nexi, thank you for hanging out on the show. Now I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes just shaming Jada for that. That was mean.
No, really? Really, Nexi? Really? Try it.
Hello, everybody.
What is up, Jada? Whose idea? Why did that happen to me?
Whose idea was it?
What did I do to deserve that?
You took 10th place in your tournament today.
That's what you did.
I guess it's not so much what I did, but what I didn't do.
That's right.
He forgot to rig it this year.
Which was win. Jada, you know the topic we were talking about. What we've covered so far, just in case, keep you abreast. What was the first one? A Plague Tale Innocence.
Okay. Was Nexi's choice.
Staying away from the rats.
Mine was Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled because it brought me such joy, such happiness.
Nice.
And you're up.
I'm up? Okay. Yeah. So I'd have to say right now I'm going to have to go with the game that I've put the most hours into this year so far, and that's going to be Division 2.
Ooh, okay.
You know me, I'm no, I don't shy away from the looter shooters, Borderlands and such. In Division 2, I felt like it did a great job of building upon the first one. They took basically everything they had done from Division 1 post-launch and threw it day one into it.
Yeah.
And so I've just had a really good time with that. Like, yes, there's a lot of bullet sponge enemies and you're just kind of wailing away at enemies, but I feel like the content and the story that they had built into the first 30 levels and maybe like 10-15 hours post the story and stuff like that were really solid. So putting a lot of time, I come in, go back weekly and do all the challenges and stuff like that, just min-maxing gear and waiting for new content, which just dropped, I think, this week, so I got to dive back into it.
So what do they have in there to keep people coming back compared to, like, last time? Because last time it was hot for, like, a second, and it's gone. Are the servers empty, or are there still a lot of people playing?
There's still a ton of people playing from, you know, I don't think I've ever had an issue when I go to queue up for any mission. I think it takes me maybe 30, 45 seconds to get a full squad. It's very rare it takes any longer than that. So, like, there's still people there playing it. I think the big thing is the, you know, the post-game content they're really trying to focus on with the raids and such. I still haven't finished the first raid because I'm playing on console and I just can't get a good squad of 8 people. I've got, like, 5, but you can't do that raid with 5 people. It's not like Destiny where you can be like, let's just go 2-man this. We got it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think that's where I put it probably the most time, and I'm excited to see what they're going to be doing with it in the future. And
if I never played Division 1 properly, can I just jump into Division 2?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because basically it's a whole new character, new storyline. It's just kind of like, it picks up, they give you like a little 30-second, this happened in Division 1.
Previously.
And now we're here. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
They were able to sum it up in 30 seconds?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Maybe a little longer than that, but yeah. It's basically, there was an outbreak.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And then shit hit the fan, and now it's come to DC. So, yeah.
And I'm in.
Yeah. So,
how did you do in the tournament? I didn't get a chance to follow your progress. You're always usually a favorite in the bracket. You're usually seeded pretty highly.
This is the first year I've done the tournament.
Really?
Yeah, I missed the last 3 years.
Well, you're usually seated highly then, and you don't show up, and then you get, you know.
I was like, I don't know where he got that from.
I just, my name is there, and I get all the buys for other people who don't show up.
You sign up, and then you get cold feet. I mean, I understand. There is a lot of heated competition here.
It's a 2-hour drive to come out and just, you know, to play games when I could do that from my couch at home.
But there's glory on the line.
There is definitely glory. I finished 5th today. I was tied for 3rd before we went into a tiebreaker, and then I got knocked out in the tiebreaker round.
What's crazy is, of course, with you, it's always like, Starwall, everybody here was like, oh, I don't know what the hell Starwall. Oh, yeah. Jay's like, oh, we're playing Starwall. Yeah. No.
And of course, it's the game I got eliminated on as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Starwall, but it's just, it's a little, little bit on the random.
Now every time side. Someone walks into the room, I gotta check them visually to make sure they don't have weapons or pies. What the hell is this? Pie? This is legitimate.
Okay, Webb has started stabbing his water bottle with the knife.
It's your. Can we be concerned more dramatic, about this? You're being more dramatic than you need to be.
Put the knife down.
It's down.
Kyle, put the knife down.
It's down.
Emma Skies, thank you for hanging out, coming to the party despite already having such a busy day at the cosplay crash course. Let people know your stream schedule and stuff before you go.
I have no fucking clue. I have no idea.
Doesn't even have it ready.
Check my Twitter.
Check her Twitter, Emma Skies.
Twitter.com/EmmaSkies.
Yep. When she's not yelling at incels, you can see.
Which is my favorite thing to use Twitter for.
Yeah.
No joke. I've been actually enjoying a lot of your moments.
I could have sworn he was going to say, no joke, I am an incel. And I still enjoy your content. All right, Emma Skies, thank you.
Bye, Emma Skies.
All right, that is, of course, the man, the myth, the podcast filmlosopher himself, Eddie Villanueva. Give us one of those patented filmlosopher intros.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of VGB.
Oh, plot twist.
Changed it up.
Yes, sir.
Never saw it coming.
Neither did I.
Thank you for having me on the show.
No, it was great. I actually had a really awesome time. We had Corey on this week, and we talked about the movie yesterday.
Yeah. So. It was a good time. I mean, you guys, I used to produce the show, and then I was like, man, I'm just sitting in here while you guys are having all this fun, and I got shit to do myself, and then you started producing. So, yeah. Man, the show has grown so much. Like, you guys got, like, this rhythm going on. You added Spencer.
We did. And then we have Chad on hiatus right now. He decided to go off and get married, so screw him.
Oh, what hell, dude?
Wow.
Whatever happened to bros? No. Oh. I didn't want to finish it because I know who he married, and she's actually quite lovely.
Salt of the earth.
She's lovely. She is.
She is quite lovely.
And so right now he's taking a break, but right now it's me and Spencer, and we're feeling our dynamic. I mean, it's new to both of us, but we're having a grand time, and Corey got a chance to see that firsthand with how the new dynamic is. So
if you haven't checked them out in a while, definitely go there. Where are you guys at? iTunes, everywhere.
We're on
everywhere,
iTunes,
right?
Libsyn, Audio Boom, Stitcher. We're now on Pandora. We're there as well. Spotify. You can catch us on all the major podcasting streaming apps.
And you know what we have right here is a Nerd Reactor family reunion. How was San Diego Comic-Con?
It was great. Like, the people I met, and I didn't even get a chance to take a picture of everybody, but it was just really cool this year. I expected it to kind of be hokey because it's the 50th year anniversary, so everybody's going to try to go all out and totally miss the mark. But, like, a lot of the after parties we went to, a lot of the events that I got a chance to go see, a lot of the people I got a chance to talk to, they were all pretty legit. And I think one of my highlights of it was getting a chance to talk to Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Despacito.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a really great year this year, and I look forward to next year. So,
Jada, did you make it out to San Diego? I don't think you did, right?
I did not. I went the opposite direction. I went to Huntsville, Alabama during the week of Comic-Con.
You went to Bammer, huh?
I went to the Bama.
No joke. Yes. Everybody down there from NR was hoping to run into you.
I know. It wasn't my bosses. So, my company, Fandom, we acquired Curse, and so their home office is in Huntsville, Alabama. Yeah. And so I swapped teams, so I work for more of the Curse Gamepedia side of the business now. And so my boss and his boss were going to be there, so it just made sense for me to take a trip to Alabama that week to kind of sync in person.
There you go.
So
next year is the big comeback tour.
But I'm still got stuff I'll be going to this year. I just got approved for Gamescom and PAX West, so I'll be at both of those.
Wait, Gamescom in Germany?
Yeah. Nice. I'm super excited for that. So, but yeah, next year I'll definitely be doing Comic-Con. This year, we had a bunch of other people going, and it was such a late thought for me to go. Like, I would have just been on the outside.
So, fun fact: speaking about being a Nerd Reactor family reunion and Comic-Con, I have a Comic-Con badge with your name on it.
Interesting,
because they forgot to register me.
Oh,
so I was you for Comic-Con when I went in 2016.
Yeah, I think I have one somewhere that has Bob on it. So
I think it was the same year. I was like, oh, snap, I get to go to Comic-Con. Okay, here's your badge. This is not me.
Jaden and David are always getting mixed up anyways. So.
It's true.
They look so alike.
Super similar.
Like, we sometimes swap households, and like, just like nobody notices. Well,
there you go.
Before people notice. We got a limited amount of time here. Eddie, what was your game?
So one of the games that I'm looking forward to this year is Death Stranding.
Mm. Oh, you would choose some weird artsy Guillermo del Toro bullshit.
Because it looks really intriguing. Like, we've already hit an age where Resident Evil has kind of come to a stalemate. Like, there's only so much you can expect out of it.
just like that.
It's a push, Jake. How many times have you entered this room?
Eddie will still get a chance to continue his thought, but yeah. Entering, he doesn't have any pies, does he?
No, he's good.
All right. Steamy hot coffee.
It looks interesting. It's a walking simulator. Sometimes you have a backpack. Sometimes you walk across a ladder.
Those magic ladders.
Sometimes you walk up the grass.
No, there's nothing magic about that goddamn ladder. Hold on, James said magic ladder. That thing, like, that's what I think is gonna be annoying about this game. He hit like set up ladder, and we had to watch a 30-second animation of him setting up this fucking ladder. If I wanted to watch someone struggle with a ladder, I'd ask my wife to change a light bulb. Like,
but then you
snap!
She's not good with ladders. Okay?
You're getting another. You know she's listening. You're getting another whipped cream pie in the face.
He's literally gonna get hot coffee next time somebody walks
in. I think I still am pulling a pie out of my eye.
I think honestly, in an age where like we spend our time on Fortnite and we're building fortresses and we're doing all these things in those games, I mean, this is just another notch in the whole idea of building and whatnot. But I think it's gonna be an interesting dynamic, especially with the developer kind of stepping away from what he's been doing prior and doing something new for himself.
Yeah. So who's Jake filling in for here?
Am I leaving
Who's
or is that
the first
Webb?
One? No, Webb's sticking around.
I'm just touching his bill. I like his
he's
bill.
He's drunk. I need to keep him on watch.
I'm permanent.
And he's got that knife.
Jada, thank you
for stopping by as always. For sure. Keep doing the amazing stuff you're doing. Let everyone know where they can like see your work. The Curse website now?
The Fandom and Gamepedia wikis. That's pretty much... I do all behind the
What's the one you're
the
most
stuff.
Proud... Okay. Have you actually edited any of them?
No, I don't do any editing. That's not me. I get other people to do the editing. I just tell them what to do. I'm a director.
Oh, wow.
So
Jeez.
I just basically tell people what I need done, and they do it, and they tell me when it's done.
And that's always been your strong suit.
That has been my strong suit.
I'm going to say, like, I've known you for a long, long time, and telling people what to do has always been what you're good at.
It's true.
You know.
All right. Thank you so much, Jada.
Later.
Now joining us is our social media manager. If you follow us on Facebook, which you absolutely should because it's the website where the most... What do you got?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, thank you. It's a website we are the most active on, and it's because this guy scours the internet for the dankest memes, and he puts them up on... They're not super dank, but they're good.
But they're good.
I called out one.
What's in that thing, Jake? What are you drinking?
Pound,
dude. Okay, good. Last thing we need is liquored up, Jake. How you doing, man?
No, that's all next right. party. We've actually already talked about that, by the way.
No liquor.
We're going to have blackout drunk Jake next time.
Oh, that's my favorite Jake.
That is my favorite Jake.
My favorite... You guys are saying my favorite Jake is the one when he's passed out and not talking.
Yeah.
One of these days, you're going to get angry Jake.
Never.
Angry one of these days.
We blow past that.
These dang Fortnite kids are ruining games.
He's turning into like one of those Geico
commercials. Dabbing all over the place.
Jake, what's your game, man? Did yours come out this
What's
year?
Your game, man? What's your deal?
What's your game, man? Just tell me about your deal.
I haven't been playing any update games. I've just been playing World of Battleship, and that's pretty much it.
You built your first PC this year, though.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
Nice.
Yeah. It was... You had to learn. You know, there's a lot that you had to learn, look up. So I ended up building a PC. I put a i7 8th gen Intel in it.
Okay, you don't need to show off, all right?
Got an MSI motherboard. I can tell you which one it is.
Okay,
but
good.
This rig is for gaming and for like processing, because I'm going to use it for SolidWorks. So that's like graphic or processing heavy.
Yeah.
Maybe some editing. I haven't started dabbling in that yet.
I'm going to use it for Minecraft.
Minecraft.
I'm going to host a Minecraft server.
Your mic is picking up whatever you're doing to that bottle.
Is it?
Yeah.
Eddie, stop playing with the bottle.
Who is that? Eddie?
That's Eddie.
Wow.
It's all on camera.
Eddie, it's you're a professional podcaster.
Just like a white guy, you blame it on the Mexican.
Right.
Oh! Yes. Always the Mexican's fault.
Jeez. This
Holy
was brought to
hell.
You by Donald Trump Incorporated.
Jesus.
This guy got taken out by Donald Trump too, right?
Jeez.
Oh man, yeah. One of the games that we played, we put it in like wave mode, and somebody came in dressed as Donald Trump, picked me up, and threw me into a train track.
I think it was Donald Trump. I think he hacked into our game. He had the Secret Service hack into our game and kick David Webb's ass.
Maybe.
That's what happened.
That was my least favorite of the games we played today. Which one was that? Beast?
No, Gang something.
Oh, what was that?
Gang Fight? Beast Gang?
Beast Gang.
Beast Gang.
Bestiality?
Was it Beast Gang?
Beast Gang.
I think it was, because I made a Beast Wars joke.
Gang Bang.
There you go.
That's how you remember things, just based off of your jokes?
Yeah.
Good to know. That's... Jake, you were also trying your hand at streaming there for a minute. How'd that go?
Yeah. I'm shy.
What? Oh, man, I need to find these VODs.
Right, yeah. Now I need to see these.
No, it's just...
He's like, hey, guys.
Performance anxiety.
It's okay, it happens sometimes.
We can ask Katie about that.
All right, joining us now, cool. Coming in, no weapons in his hand.
Yeah, okay, show him.
We're good. Show those weapons. All right. His hands are lethal weapons. What's going on, Tyler? Who's he filling in for? Eddie.
Taylor.
Yep. Taylor. Eddie is out.
Yep.
Peace. Bye, Eddie.
See you guys.
So, Tyler.
By the way, you can check us out on filmlossophers.com.
Hey, don't be saying you can plug. Don't be saying you can plug.
Yeah.
We're going to edit that in post.
I spent your three of your 5 minutes plugging you.
It's true.
And then
I'm just saying.
All right. Get out of here.
We're going to edit you in post.
Yeah, I'll edit that out. All right.
What are you doing pushing Tyler?
Taylor Valby, what's going on, man? It's been a minute since you've been on the show. You're back. How'd you perform in the tournament?
Better than you.
Well, I didn't know. So
burn.
What's rigged was one of the random games we were set to play. You'd already won a tournament in a previous
life.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, no big deal.
Which one was it? It was
Lethal League.
Lethal League. And then you were, holding on to information. Like,
of course. It's a tournament.
You're very competitive, man. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tournament.
What's going on what's going on in your world lately?
Not a whole lot. Just staying busy, working. Every time I'm on here, I complain about how I don't have time for games. But lately, I have, so.
Any from this year? So we gave people the option to either choose a game from this year or one they're looking forward to. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so Torchlight Frontiers. It's the new Torchlight game, if you guys are familiar with that. It's probably the best not Diablo game.
Okay, so are you a big Diablo fan?
Huge Diablo fan.
And then this... satiates that need for Diablo 4
without playing Diablo.
Absolutely. So it's being made by Ektra Games, which was started by a bunch of former Runic Games people, which made Torchlight, which was started by people from Flagship Studios, which made Hellgate London, which I worked on, which was started by the people that made Diablo and Diablo 2.
So is this whole thing just a plug for your old homies? Is that
kind of? I mean, it's a ton of fun, dude.
Explain what are the differences between it and Diablo?
So it's a little more casual. Something I don't like about Diablo is I get obsessed with it. So
yeah.
I end up spending way too much time playing, and other things in my life suffer.
Wow, CDFJ in the chat is throwing down on you, and actually he
we doing one on ones, Jay.
He's the defending champion of the VGB Invitational.
He
wasn't able to make it.
Defend shit.
Did you get a chance to go to the state fair yet?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Oh, you got to go check out the esports area, man.
I will if I have time.
Okay. You got one day left. By the time this podcast comes out,
I won't be able to.
But tell me more. I want to know more about this Torchlight game.
Yeah, so it's what you would expect out of any sort of action RPG. It's got the top-down view, but the art style, it's a little more cartoony, a little more fun. The classes are a lot more interesting. Like, it's not trying to be this hardcore, perfectly balanced game. There's a race class, whatever you want to call it, called the Forged. And you're basically a furnace. Like, you are a furnace with, robot legs.
What?
And, yeah. And so, your abilities heat up the furnace, and then you have other abilities that use the heat from the furnace to, cool off. So, it expunges.
I think I saw that on Brave Little Toaster. Wasn't the villain the furnace?
Actually, he was a...
I don't remember.
I don't know what part you're talking about.
Did you get nervous? We looked at you. Did you get anxiety?
At the beginning, he's an AC unit. There's an AC unit guy that's kind of bugging them, and then he explodes.
Like a radiator.
And then there's a car crush, because they end up in the junkyard, and there's a car crusher that tries to crush them.
I haven't seen that movie in 25 years.
I know, right? Yeah, that's why I had to pause and think. It's wait.
It's been I haven't seen that movie since before Emma was born.
Well, there's a lot of things. Wow. There's a lot of things that we've seen.
How old is Emma?
She's like 10.
She's like 30.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's somewhere in between.
She's somewhere between 10 and 30.
How old am I?
Yeah.
He's somewhere between 10 and 50.
Couple are you, months.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're you mentioned Torchlight, Torchlight, and it got me thinking. I was like, I've seen this game before. So I started going through my Epic Games library.
Oh, yeah.
I own it.
Torchlight 2, right?
It must have been free.
I think it was.
If you guys don't know, we talk about Epic Games a lot on the show. And if you don't have that thing installed, like, you should really install it soon, because they've been giving away free games once a week pretty much for the entire year.
Yeah, and they're good games.
Good
it's not
games.
Like, it's not like on Twitch where you're like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
This game failed commercially, so now we're going to give it away for free.
Yeah, in my games I have, like, Torchlight, Destiny. This War of Mine, Subnautica, ooh. Rhyme, Slime Rancher.
Rhyme is good.
Limbo, Dauntless, Axiom Verge, and Enter the Gungeon. So, like, these are big games, and I think next week, yeah, so the week you're listening to this, they're going to be giving away Alan Wake and For Honor.
Ooh, For Honor's fun.
That's yeah, a lot of fun. For free.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it's incredibly
that's,
good.
That's exactly what it's worth.
All when right. You put a sign on that door that says push.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
Wow.
No, same. It really doesn't.
It really doesn't.
All right. All right. Jake, our social media guy, thank you so much. No are you going to stream again? Or are you on hiatus?
Do you remember Red Alert?
Yeah.
I downloaded that one. I thought about streaming that, like actually going through the storyline and streaming it.
Red Alert 1 or Red Alert 2?
Red Alert 2, because that's the one. I didn't play 1. I just started off at 2 and went to Yuri's Revenge.
Oh, Yuri's Revenge. All right. Yes. I'd watch that.
Okay.
All right, man.
That's probably what I'll be playing.
All right, and then filling in his role is my cousin.
Derek.
It's you, Derek.
I like how he corrects you like you don't know his actual name. It's Derek.
That's for the rest of the world.
All right, what's going on, Derek?
Damn it, Derek. You
know nothing much.
It's the opposite of the way you came in.
I'm going to sit here and watch when you leave and see how you struggle.
Okay.
I'm not going to let him leave.
He struggles in other ways.
So, Derek, you know the premise. We asked people to come in loaded with one game that came out this year that they're enjoying or one coming out in the next part of the year. What did you choose?
I already enjoyed Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm not playing it anymore, but I love the story.
Wait, when did that come out?
I want to say November, but not
that's
this.
Not 2019.
Do you know years?
Yeah, I know what year it is.
Okay.
But I thought it was within a year.
Oh, you were thinking within 365 days, not calendar year.
No, okay.
That's on us. We should be more specific.
I mean, I thought it was pretty clear.
I thought it was pretty clear, too. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember
that. But I'll allow it.
I mean, nobody else has made the same mistake.
Yeah, I know.
My first pick was Smash Ultimate, but that came out on Christmas.
I think, yeah. Same thing, Derek.
Yeah, exactly.
Same
I don't have any favorites this year yet.
No,
not yet.
Do you have one? Do you have one that you're looking forward to?
Modern Warfare. They're remaking it. I don't know much more about it though.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it's supposed to be like the older ones, and I'm excited for that.
I don't know why people are getting so upset that they're just calling it Modern Warfare.
Like, I don't really care.
It makes sense.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
It doesn't, though.
They already have Modern Warfare.
Think about, okay, they went Modern Warfare, Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare, and now they're back to Modern Warfare. They ran out of Warfare, so they're just starting from the beginning again.
And hoping it's just as good as the first one.
Space Warfare?
It can't be as good as the first one.
I know, but
because
hopefully.
It's called Respawn right now.
I think
Taylor knows all of them.
I think what they had to do was simplify it for their Call of Duty League. Because they're going to be doing that big esports league similar to Overwatch. And
they're
having teams buy in. There was this big thing happen where I guess Optic is in now. So it kind of makes sense. I'm going to definitely check it out. I liked the last one. Did you play
Blackout?
Yeah, I played at some occasion. I played it today, actually. But I'm not seriously. I'm not really that good at it.
Yeah.
Same.
What games are you good at these days? Because you were playing Fortnite. You're a Fortnite kid.
I am good at Call of Duty 4, just not Blackout. I'm good in the multiplayer and the team deathmatch. I'm actually better than Black Ops 3, but it's still not one of the better Call of Duties.
You're a 2K guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of 2K20 and the ratings? Have you been keeping up with that?
I looked at them, but I'm not going to get it just yet. I'm going to wait to get that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm still playing 2K19 a lot.
Okay, that makes sense. I think.
Talk to me after.
About?
2K.
Okay.
What, you got some shady business going on in the 2K
world? I took a
world?
Long break from it hookups. And just came back to it.
Oh, you got hookups?
Yeah. Yeah, hookups everywhere, man. You know this.
I know, yeah. He has many spies.
We talked a little bit about it before. Taylor took me for a spin in his Tesla.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
Blew my mind.
Good pun.
Yeah.
So what mode do you have? Was he in ludicrous mode or not?
No, so the Model 3 Performance doesn't have ludicrous mode. It's just chill and sport.
Oh, sport? Jesus.
Wait,
ludicrous.
It's actually called chill?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
How nice.
Yeah. So California.
Tell him your description. I was like, what's chill mode?
Oh, it's like a V6 Accord. It's very anemic. In comparison.
It's like a V6 Honda Accord.
Have you guys been playing on any of these mobile games? Like, there's been some big ones coming out. The Mario, Dr. Mario World came out.
I haven't played that.
You know which one I've been on, and I can't stop playing it.
Don't tell me it's a Harry Potter game.
It's not. No, okay. I don't think I re-downloaded that game. No, Toon Blast. You've seen the commercials. It's the one with Ryan Reynolds in it when he's like on his movie set and he's playing it and someone's trying to talk to him and he's like not paying attention. I can't stop playing this game.
I have to look this up. What sold you on it, Ryan Reynolds?
No, it was an ad on Instagram. I was like, oh, that's the Ryan Reynolds game. Like, I guess I'll check it out. And I played it. I was like, oh, damn, this is really easy. And then it's not. I'm playing it right now, actually.
Some of those ads go a long way. I shudder to think how much some of these mobile games are spending on these ads, especially through Instagram.
Oh, millions. Yeah, they're annoying.
They all have my data.
They do a good job of making them look interesting, though.
Yeah, they do.
Just look up on like App Annie. You can see how much money people are making.
All right, our next competitor has entered the fray.
It's about to get very confusing.
It's going to get very Derek in here.
Damn.
Taylor, thanks for hanging out, my thanks man. For thanks for coming to the party.
Bye, Tyler.
Are you leaving?
I just taken a pie to the face, all right? Like, not in the right frame of mind. And now you're giving me two Derricks? Like, for real. What's going on? This is Derek Voss.
What's up?
Sound engineer. Thank God. You're always here when the shit goes down. I almost think you come in here and you cause the problems just so you can fix them.
Well, of course. You've got the room open. I can just walk in and press buttons.
That's why he fixes them so quick. He's the one that broke it.
Derek, a longtime friend of mine, he was the guitar player in my band. I was the drummer. Once you do that, you have a brotherhood. It's a bond of music. Are you still doing music?
Oh, yeah.
Corey is not, apparently.
Corey,
I don't know, man. I couldn't do it. I was like, I have to stop. I get too many other things. What's your current grind?
Outgrew it.
My current grind?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, there's work and then occasional video games. And then I always am working on a new song or recording something. So
I wish I had that kind of talent.
I re-recorded one of our old songs.
Which one?
Buried Deep.
Oh, that was a good one. Uh-huh. Actually, you can find that one on YouTube. If you're listening to this and you want to see old Corey throwing down on the drums and Derek Voss on the guitar.
I think this comes up in every
We event. Shot a music video for that one. It does.
You're right.
But we shot a music video for that one. Like that one, we went full production. I had like a little $100 camera, you know, that which was a big deal back then. And
hey Corey, I know it's your birthday, man. I know you're getting a little bit old. Let me help you out with that. The music video was for Consumed.
Oh! Which one was the single?
Did we really have a single?
I'm so glad you said that because I didn't want to be the one to like, Corey.
I took a pie to the face today, guys. I'm just not thinking well.
It's a garage band.
He needs a hug.
Garage bands don't have, singles.
What was your 2019 game, Derek?
Oh, Apex Legends for me.
Oh, finally! Snap! Thank
God, wow. I was waiting for the big brain to come through here. And it was, of course, Derek, what do you like about it?
You know, it's been one of the most fun experiences gaming I've had this year, especially with the difficulties with both the modern generation consoles and how much it sucks what they do and what they require, and the always like you can't play a digital game if you're offline. And
yeah,
those kinds of things just really get on my nerves.
Yeah.
So having a game, especially one that's free to play, and I've played it on PS4 and PC with different people. I've got different friends I can play it with. And it's just a lot of fun for me.
You said before, like, you never really understood esports at all. And then now that you've gotten into this game, you started getting into Twitch streams and finally getting it. Like, what was the catalyst? What did it take to get you to understand?
For me, for all the other games that have been on Twitch, you know, they're fine. I just haven't been able to get into watching people play them. And I've got plenty of people, friends and family, that love watching, you know, say Call of Duty or Overwatch. And it just hasn't been for me. And then Apex came around. I love the gameplay. I love the style of the game and how it flows. And it just works out really well. And I enjoy watching the people, you know, play it. And also, you know, stealing their ideas. So, getting better.
Season 2 came out. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you actually like about it? Because I played for maybe like 2 days and not like enough to really understand whether this is what was going to fix the game.
Yeah, same
so
here.
I don't know if this – did it really fix it or are there still problems?
There's – I think there'll probably always be problems. But they fixed a lot of things. And say like ranked mode is a lot of fun, although it can get difficult. And the style of the game has changed where the regular pub matches are very fast paced. Everyone in ranked is very slow paced and a little bit more camping. So that can get annoying. But it's been a lot of fun there. And they've fixed a decent amount of issues with the cheaters, although they still are running into some of them. But they're making it easier to report them and get them banned. So that
now,
helps.
The one time we played on console, Corey, you were like, oh man, is this really how long it takes for console games? Like, yeah. Already took a lot longer comparatively to PC.
I felt like in the PC days, like in the early days anyways, people were just dropping and then just going buck wild. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Then I would watch console players and there was like a lot slower pace. Mm-hmm. I don't know why necessarily, but yeah, I did observe that. Have you played or had any intentions on coming back, David, since season 2 came out?
Yeah, I definitely am. It's just finding the time. Mm-hmm. I got, you know, working as much as I am. I just don't have the time. But, yeah, I mean, I like the game. I always say I like the game. I love the game. It's just I don't have time to play video games anymore.
Go ahead.
Me too.
What were some of the other things that make you, like, season 2 worth it? Like, pitch me the dream. Why would I come back to
explain
play?
Explain like I'm 5.
5?
Yeah.
5 things?
No, explain like I'm 5 years
old. Like you're 5?
Yes.
Okay. So, David, what we need... No, okay.
he actually has a lot of kids. So. Yeah. All right, before we get into that, hold on. Derek, thanks for hanging out. Derek, yep. First, Derek Cousin, thanks for hanging out.
Of course.
We now have my neighbor, Marcus, who's not going to be my neighbor for too much longer.
That needs to be like a spinoff of this. My neighbor, Marcus. He has his own podcast. Welcome, my neighbor, Marcus. What would you do on your own show?
What would I do? I can't even hear myself. Can I?
Yeah, there you go. You're talking right into that mic.
What would I do? Probably like house projects. I kind of like
That title sounds right. My neighbor Marcus said we're gonna be fixing a doorbell.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Fixing that doorbell. First install.
Marcus, what's going on, man? We're not gonna be neighbors for too much longer, dude. You're leaving the neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't like you. You're a bad neighbor.
I guess so.
Like, I gotta move away.
Apparently, you know, I kind of see it as an upgrade to this neighborhood, like getting the riffraff out of here.
Well, could be. I'm gonna bring it somewhere else.
You're going to you're actually moving on up. You're like moving to the nice side. What made you decide to leave, man?
Life.
Life.
No, searching? Just changing. I mean, got to have some changes. We got a pool out back, which I don't want anymore. Yeah. Well, not really, but because of the kids. So,
yeah,
got 2 little ones and having a pool, and yeah, I guess the being scared.
You're one of our more seasoned gamers when it comes to Battle Royale, and so we were just talking about Apex Legends. You played a little bit when it first came out. Have you ever given it a second thought to come back?
No, I actually play here and there. Like, it's kind of my change of pace when I'm not playing PUBG.
Yeah,
I like Apex Legends. It has good play. Like, it gives a good balance, quick play. It's good playing by yourself because the communication is really easy
with the ping system.
Yeah, like they did a really good job. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I like it. It's quick though.
I found myself in an Overwatch match this actually like last night. I was in a rando match and I saw we kept getting flanked by this Reaper, and out of habit, I kept trying to click my mouse wheel to pin him. Ping him out, and I told chat, I was like, man, I keep trying to ping this guy with the mouse wheel like Apex. And then some other guy who like didn't talk the entire match was like, yeah, but that would be too convenient. So like they did a really good job with that game. Have you tried season 2 yet, or are you
I dabbled a little bit in it, like saw the what they added. I guess I don't know what the creatures are, kind of like dinosaurs.
Yeah,
or the leviathans.
Mm-hmm. And then flying like pterodactyls. But I don't know what those... I guess a leviathan pterodactyl.
Did they do anything cool in this season? Like, in the first one, I think if you collected all of these little things, you would unlock a little Easter egg. Did they do anything with, like, the leviathans or the dragons?
That I don't know. I didn't play enough to really dive in. It's just kind of, like, spot on here and there and jumping in, so...
Those are the things that keep these games interesting. If it's going to compete with Fortnite, it's just got to do weird stuff that gets people want to do and replay in the game, I think.
That's true. I mean, ultimately, it's hard because Fortnite has its own place in the whole industry. It's a little more comedic. It has tried to be more fun. I would say the generation that plays it's a little bit average age is younger.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing, but playing obviously older people play it too. But I don't think they can do the same thing like them. They have to go out on their own, be unique, do something that's them.
Yeah,
because I hate copycats. Is not you're not doing anything new. Why would people change from Fortnite to go to Apex if it's the same thing or trying to be the same thing
to avoid building? I think that's the thing. I think Fortnite for me, I would love to play Fortnite. I wish I was a kid today and could get around the building, but I just can't. But if they were able, but I think it's sick how they do stuff with the Avengers and things are always changing. There's always a new gun or
they're
something.
Very current, especially with all their skins. Just trying to, I mean, obviously get you to buy. They're like $15.
Yeah, here's a John Wick skin. Here's they're always like right on top of the trends. That's what I wish. I wish there was a game that I liked that was on pace with it, but I just can't get over the hump of just not liking Fortnite.
I mean, I just think it's probably not a game for you. You gotta find your own. I mean, obviously Overwatch is one of those.
Yeah, a little bit.
That you play more often, so I don't think Fortnite's just, it's not gonna be a game for you. It's okay. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of games out there that are gonna be Corey.
For me?
There's other or fish you. In the sea.
What was your game?
Yeah, there's other fish in the sea, I guess.
What was your game for 2019?
PUBG. Oh, wait. That didn't come out this year. No,
it came out like 8 years ago, man.
You and Derek.
I know. PUBG
no years.
For life, man. I'd say Gears of War 5.
Ooh, so we're looking to the future.
Yeah.
All right.
Kurt, like, going to be pretty soon here. September. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to the co-op, like a horde mode or just the single-player campaign. It's one of the shooters I actually enjoy playing co-op.
Okay.
Like something more about it is enjoyable for me.
So all right.
It's a great one.
Is this our last competitor into the ring? Or we have more? One. This is the last one. All right. Is this your debut?
It's the final countdown.
This is his debut.
Wait, is it?
This is his debut.
No.
Thank you, Derek, for hanging out with us, my man. We'll be done very shortly. His first time introducing the grand champion of the Video Game Bang Invitational. He took first place, Nasty Nate.
Wow.
What's going on? What's going on, Nasty Nate? How you doing?
Not much, man. Good.
What's funny is we're going to keep calling him Nasty Nate on the show. We have my neighbor Marcus and Nasty Nate, and he is the least nasty guy. He's like the cleanest individual. He's the nicest gentleman. He's the guy. He's the guy who, when you need someone to move, he's there early with the donuts.
Yeah.
Like he's
early with the donuts.
Donuts for everyone.
And
donuts
he rented the pickup truck because he has to have
cronuts,
one.
Cronuts, like fancy donuts.
He's got cronuts.
He has cronuts.
He has one of the most awesome like man cave gaming lounges I've seen in his house. And you ended up taking home the grand prize of this year's tournament, man.
The ultimate banger.
Welcome to the show, dude.
Thanks. Side note. I would totally listen to a mixtape by my neighbor Marcus and Nasty Nate.
It'd be pretty good. Right?
That would be the hottest mixtape of the year.
I think we could put something together. I think we have one of our hidden albums. There's like a There's one video we did.
Yeah.
Wait, back you guys in the made day. Videos together? You guys have been friends for a long, long time. My neighbor Marcus and Nasty Nate are like they are a legit
back.
Rap duo.
We go way back.
I'm thinking of House Party. Kid and Play?
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
These guys are Kid and Play.
Yeah, we'd rule the playground, you know? Whatever.
You guys don't go by that far, right?
No.
I mean,
but you guys game all the time. Like
decades
this,
a little bit.
This is your duo. Like, when you guys play games, this is the squad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
He's,
go back to...
Yeah, Halo and everything. He's taken off in PUBG a little more than I have. I haven't quite adopted it as much
he's
as
he's the guy
has.
I play... With Apex,
but you're much better at Star Wars than Marcus. For sure.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was my first time playing today, so it was,
he stabbed my heart out.
Did you get first in everything? How did you win?
So I got first 3 times and then second twice.
Damn.
He's like a savant at video games.
You know, I would have been kind of. You know, usually when you know it's your tournament and your name is on it and you've won it a couple times, you know, you want to win.
Yeah.
But when it was Nasty Nate, I was like, man, he's a good old boy. Like he can have it. He deserves it more than me.
Is that why you came in?
That's why.
Last?
That's why you came in third every time. That's why I didn't try my hardest.
You threw pretty early because you weren't even in the competition.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Wow. Harsh.
Marcus was saying he wanted to play Gears of War 5. Nate, what was your game?
Mine is for sure looking at the future, Borderlands 3.
Because it's so nasty, man.
Because it's nasty.
And you guys get to play together as your duo.
Yep.
We'll probably
pick it up again.
Yep.
Have you guys played the first ones?
First two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually just playing the prequel to kind of set us up for the third one. So
mm-hmm.
That is so freaking cute.
That's cute, man.
Hey, you guys call each other up, like, hey, you want to run through this? What do you guys think?
We get on at the same time usually. Yep. So
I feel like there's a little more to it than that.
No, I call it the bat call because I mean
you guys do look like Nasty Nate's our neighbor too.
Yeah,
he is
in the
neighbor.
Same neighborhood. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you shined like a light up into the sky and it's like time to play.
Yep. I'm like, there it is. I see it.
Well, it's the because we play on Xbox and we have the Xbox app and you can get the notification when. Your favorites are online,
yeah,
right?
Your favorites.
Corey's not a favorite.
Clearly.
Okay. Favorite, that guy.
Jeez.
But you know when people jump online, and so I call that the back call. It's like, oh, yeah, it's time to jump on.
What are you relearning about the Borderlands series through your replay? Like, I couldn't get through the first one again. It was so tough. Like, the auto-aim and the percentages were throwing me off because it's like I know I'm aiming right and I'm missing shots, and it pisses me off. Like, I want hit scan.
Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of a revamping of the story, just remembering what it was all like, because when Borderlands first came out in 2009, it was kind of unlike anything else that we had seen. So, like, the style of the game and everything. So, you're just kind of getting used to that shooter, because I've been playing Apex, and so it just moves so much slower.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to run, and you're like, I can't run, I can't do anything,
I
you know?
Sprint.
I'm like... It just feels so slow, but then once you start playing it, you're like, okay, yeah, I remember why I really like this. I mean, I like all the weapons and stuff. And
jumping in the vehicles and just running everything over.
Exactly,
the talking gun.
Yeah.
Where it's saying like,
And even the, I mean, just all the weapons, because Borderlands really started the Western, at least for myself, started the weapon customization where like each weapon, there's like different types of, special abilities that they all had. And so
from electric fire.
Yeah.
Explosive.
Yeah, so you have to take a lot of time picking your weapon because each weapon is better for different situations. So,
are you looking forward to hamburger guns and all this weird shit?
Whatever they
probably. I mean, they're gonna do something.
They're gonna do something crazy.
Something
that one's always like a you see the posters for it and you're like, man, that it looks so weird, but it's always so it's pretty cool. So.
All right,
crazy, but fun.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Video Game Bang. It was I always love when we do these Royal Rumble episodes, man. They're so good. Thank you guys all for hanging out and being part of the family with us. David Webb.
Yo.
What do we got to promote these days? Anything big going on? I feel like we just finished a bunch of stuff.
What do we got coming up? No, the next thing can't be Sack Gamers Expo. There's something in between now and Sack Gamers Expo.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is. But we'll announce it next week.
Yeah, we got
is it David's birthday?
Yeah, David's birthday.
That's after Sack Gamers Expo.
Yeah, that's after. Thank you guys so much for listening. Like I said, if you listen to the show on the podcast on iTunes, you can watch us live on Wednesday and Saturday nights on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. And if you're already watching it on Twitch, you can listen to the podcast, go back in the archives, dig up the old episodes. You can do that on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Pandora, Google Play. Everywhere you can find podcasts, you could find the Video Game Bang. And, you know, Nate, you won the tournament, man. So is there anything you want to plug or promote?
No, man.
You have SoundCloud?
Yeah, you got SoundCloud.
No, man, I don't really do any streaming of any sort at this time. I've got the setup for it, but I don't do anything, so.
I
got
to give a big, huge shout-out to Marcus here. Dude, you actually made the birthday happen. He showed up with a bunch of smoked meat.
You made it?
Yeah.
That was good.
He made all that. He's the one who made the bracket, ran it through. He had like Excel spreadsheets that exported into PowerPoint so everyone can go and see their score at any time. So thank you, man, for hooking it up.
Not a problem. Glad it worked out.
It did. It worked out very well.
Very cool.
All right. That's it. That's our show, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Check us out next week for the real David Webb, Marcus, Nasty Nate, Taylor, Derek, Jada, Fast Eddie, Nexi,
Emma Skies.
I'm gonna feel like shit.
I'm gonna feel really bad if I miss somebody.
Jake, our social media guy. My wife for being the producer on this week's show. She was the one, I hear her with the timer, making sure everybody was to task out there. That's it. You've just been banged.